Is there consciousness, that is, awareness, knowing, in the experience of Nibbana, or is there a complete cessation of all six senses, as some traditions say, particularly in relationship to the experience of stream entry, sotapanna, which is sometimes described as a cessation? Thanks. Yeah, there's an idiom that comes up in the suttas over and over again, and in reference to the experience of Nibbana, in reference to full liberation, the experience of arahantship, you know, the experience of sotapanna or stream entry would be, say, prior to that even. The idiom is, you know, and the heart was liberated and they knew it is liberated. So that is very, very clear. There is the experience of liberation, experience of Nibbana. There's the knowledge of that. There's the awareness, the knowing of that. Ajahn Chah also, just in terms of, not in reference to Nibbana, but also in the experience of samadhi, still states of mind, still states of consciousness, when the mind becomes very, very settled. Ajahn Chah would sit there, you know, for it to be in accord with Dhamma, there necessarily needs to be an awareness and knowing of that experience. And so that description of cessation as a cessation where there is no knowing whatsoever isn't really a part of the Sutta tradition, or a part of the Thai forest masters that I know of.